It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, Pete Rose, the People's Champion. Soon, some very enterprising person is going to bring a new flower to your local nursery. And someone's going to develop the new Pete Rose. It's going to be red and white for the Cincinnati Reds and Philadelphia Phillies, where he won World Series championship rings. And our new Pete Rose will bloom every spring without fail. You can place it anywhere in your garden as it doesn't care what position it plays. It only wants to bring you joy for several months during the spring and summer. And it will also bloom a consistently large number of flowers each and every year because it never wavers from a never-ending quest to deliver the very best effort into your garden or yard. Then, the new Pete Rose bush is going to go dormant sometime between October 1st and the end of the month until it returns again next spring and for years to come. Pete Rose passed away last week at the end of baseball's regular season. Though Pete Rose's passing last week at the age of 83 was a shock to the sports world, don't you find it a bit ironic that he passed away one day after the end of baseball's regular season? A friend of mine suggested that I should write a story about Pete Rose. There have been hundreds of articles written about Pete over the last week, and most of them included some very negative stories about his life off the baseball field. I'm not going to cover those in this post. Let's just say that his name was never St. Pete for a very good reason. And like most of us, the man known as Pete Rose had plenty of personal thorns and internal demons too. Yet he was an inspiration to many of us fans. Like, give it everything you got in life, all the time. And I confess, I've been a big Pete Rose and Cincinnati Reds fan after he came into the major leagues in the 1960s. But I never owned a number 14 Pete Rose t-shirt or jersey. From a marketing perspective, any number 14 Pete Rose red and white Reds or Phillies jersey should have been designed with a permanent dirt stain located on the front side of the jersey.
Yes!
Pete's jersey was rarely clean at the end of any baseball game. And was there ever any more appropriate sports nickname than Charlie Hustle? I can think of very few sports figures who have earned such an appropriate and long-lasting nickname as Pete Rose's Charlie Hustle. Perhaps golf's Arnold the King Palmer, or basketball's Irvin Magic Johnson, or maybe football's Kenny the Snake Stabler are close. New York Yankees legends Whitey Ford, the pitcher, and Mickey Mantle gave the Charlie Hustle nickname to Pete Rose. They joked about the way that Rose ran hard all the time on the baseball field. Didn't matter whether he was hitting a ground ball to the infield, slapping a single to the outfield, receiving a walk, or even if he was just going into and out of the dugout. Pete Rose was always running somewhere, and he hustled like no other professional baseball player then or now. So what made Pete Rose so special? Over the summer, I read a recently published book about Pete Rose, and that author shared how Pete's father had pushed his son into playing various sports. Unfortunately, the young Pete Rose failed to pay much attention to his academic pursuits. He was required to repeat his sophomore year in high school. A standout baseball player, though, at Western Hills High School in Cincinnati, Pete Rose later played one year for a local semi-pro baseball team. Batting an incredible .626, the 19-year-old Pete Rose was quickly signed by his hometown Cincinnati Reds to a major league contract for just $7,000 in the year 1960. And by the way, that equates to $74,000 today. That was a bargain for the Cincinnati Reds. Upon reaching the major leagues in 1963, Pete Rose was named the National League Rookie of the Year. Batting from either the right side or left, Pete would then roll off 9 straight years of batting 300 or more, along with 200 or more hits in each of those seasons. The 1970s Cincinnati Big Red Machine teams featured stars like Pete Rose, catcher Johnny Bench, infielder Joe Morgan, and outfielder Tony Perez. They won the World Series in both 1975 and 76. But in 1979, the Philadelphia Phillies thought that Pete Rose was the guy who could help them win their very first World Series. So they signed a 38-year-old Pete Rose to a 4-year, $3.2 million contract. In 1980, first baseman Pete Rose hit .282 for the Phillies and led Philadelphia to its first World Series title as they beat the Kansas City Royals. Pete Rose later returned to Cincinnati in 1984 as the player manager for the Reds. He wanted to finish his career in Cincinnati and try to beat Ty Cobb's career hits record of 4,191. And Rose finally captured that elusive record on September 11, 1985, in one of Major League Baseball's most iconic moments. Though his playing days ended in 1986, Pete Rose continued to manage the Reds through August 24, 1989. And that was the fateful day when baseball president Bart Giamatti permanently suspended Pete Rose due to gambling allegations. By the way, Bart Giamatti died suddenly of a heart attack just 8 days later at the age of 51. Hey, it's time now to spin some of those classic Pete Rose records.
Number one.
Over his 24-year Major League Baseball career, Pete Rose finished with a .303 batting average as an equally effective switch hitter, and he played in 3,562 games. Now, let's just say that an average of 20,000 fans attended each one of those games during his career. That means that Pete Rose played in front of more than 71 million fans at baseball stadiums around the United States and Canada. Rose was a 17-time All-Star player, a 3-time World Series champion. He won the National League MVP award in 1973, the World Series MVP in 1975, and holds the Major League record today for hits at 4,256, games played 3,562, and career plate appearances at 15,890. And did I mention that Pete Rose was a 3-time batting champion in the National League in 1968, 69, and 73, and a 2-time Gold Glove winner for his defensive work? At various times during his career, Pete Rose played all three outfield positions, plus third base and first base. Pete Rose became one of America's most recognizable and popular sports personalities in the era prior to the internet and social media. But he's had some Hall of Fame issues later. The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York, still has not allowed Pete Rose to be inducted. Pete Rose remains permanently ineligible until Major League Baseball ever decides to lift his permanent ban from baseball. Major League Baseball's Rule 21 is posted in every Major League locker room. It mandates a permanent banishment for having a gambling interest of any sort on a game in which a player or the manager is directly involved. Efforts have been made to broker a deal to allow Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. Most recently, the current commissioner, Rob Manfred, remained unsatisfied that Pete Rose had shown sufficient contrition and a willingness to change his ways. He said in a statement, quote, "It's not at all clear to me that Mr. Rose has a grasp of the scope of his violations of Rule 21. In response to that, Pete Rose countered with his own comment in 2018. He said, "I'm the winningest athlete in team sport history, and to me, my biggest record is the number of winning games I played in. That's also a testament to the great teammates I played with." Ironically, the National Baseball Hall of Fame currently features a Pete Rose display inside the hall's museum area. He remains banned, though, from the official roster of the Hall of Fame players. The Cincinnati Reds placed Pete Rose into their team Hall of Fame in 2016. A now-famous statue of Pete Rose sliding headfirst is a fan favorite just outside the team's baseball stadium. So who needs the Hall of Fame anyway? Pete Rose wasn't the best student in high school, and he never went to college. Baseball consumed most of his adult life, and like many of us, Pete Rose neglected his family at times while in pursuit of becoming one of the best at his chosen profession. Once Major League Baseball cut off his primary method of earning a living in 1989, Pete Rose struggled financially for the remainder of his life. He began to generate most of his income from signing autographs for legions of fans at various memorabilia exhibitions held around the country. Just 2 days before he died recently on September 30th, the 83-year-old Pete Rose was still out there signing autographs from a wheelchair due to some recent back problems. At the event, he was surrounded by former Cincinnati Reds teammates Dave Concepcion, George Foster, Tony Perez, and Ken Griffey during a weekend autograph session near Nashville, Tennessee. The county coroner confirmed late last week that Pete Rose had died of hypertension and cardiovascular disease, with diabetes shown as a contributing factor. Through good times and bad, Pete Rose, though, is still loved by millions of us sports fans. A website posted an obituary for Pete Rose, and it's been filled with hundreds of heartfelt comments by older and young fans about one of their favorite athletes. And here are a few of them. Misty said, "I was a 12-year-old in Shriners Hospital in 1989, and in walked Pete Rose in his suit and Ray-Ban glasses to sit down and talk to me and my family for 2 to 3 hours. The nicest, most humble man I've ever met. I will always think about that day." Then Ernest said, "I've been a huge fan of yours since I was 5 years old in 1980. You've been my baseball hero, and I've always tried to hustle as you did. My oldest son, now 16, and I have a collection of every baseball card of you. Thank you so much for all the memories you've given me and the example of grit you gave to me as a young boy. I wish you peace in eternity, and you'll be missed by us and millions more. Jody said, I got my first baseball glove when I was 10 years old. It was a Mizuno Pete Rose Special Edition with his autograph pressed into the glove and a note about breaking the all-time hits record. I still have that glove. And Robert said, I grew up watching Pete Rose. I played high school and college baseball, and I played it just like Charlie Hustle. He inspired me so much. I wore number 14 in his honor. I can't play anymore, but I do play golf, and every golf ball I have has number 14 on it in his honor. Rest in peace, Pete. You are the greatest. As for me, thanks for inspiring millions of us little leaguers. Rest in peace, Charlie Hustle. I'm Swamp Swami.